You talk about the young guys popping. I think at the center of that, we've got to be talking about D'Angelo Russell, who is someone who we're very intrigued by. What do you know about him already?
Well, I consider him already popped. You know, he made the All-Star team last year, so I'm not even really referring to him. I'm referring to Jordan Poole, Omari Spellman, Alan Smilovich, Eric Paschal, Jacob Evans. All this
is
this,
it Smilovich, by the way? You said that a lot.
I call him Smiley.
Because I thought it was Smiley Geach, and I've been going with Kawhi Geach. You know,
Smiley.
No, Smiley it is. Yeah. All right.
I'm usually pretty good with pronunciations, but that one I haven't gotten down yet.
Yeah. I was very. Beadrinch was my claim to fame. I got Beadrinch before anyone else. Yeah.
It's Smiley Geach.
Smiley Geach. Yeah. Gitch. I said Vitch.
Gitch.
Yeah,
Beach.
With a G.
With a G. Right.
G
there he is right there.
Yeah. Well, we could just ask him.
Smiley. Let's just call him Smiley.
That's much easier.
Or if you're mad at him, six.
Exactly.
How does your worldview of the regular season change now that you have so many more working parts that have to be integrated into what used to be a sort of self-governing machine?
Well, yeah. I mean, the last... I would say four seasons, we have used the regular season to get ready for the playoffs. And so this is a totally different drill. You know, now we are using every game to develop our young players, and we're using every game to figure out our identity. What's the best combination of lineups? What's our best defensive schemes? Should we switch? Should we fight over the top of screen and roll? Should we go under? Should we... You know, send the screen and roll on the sideline to the sideline or bring it to the middle. All these little questions that, you know, most teams have to go through every year. We haven't had to go through for 4 years because we knew 5 years ago that was all sorted out. So this year we have to sort through all that stuff. So the 82 games are all important as you try to crystallize who you are.
So will you be more actively helpful to the Tony brothers of the world?
I think I will be more active in practice, probably more animated in practice. The last few years was more about, you know, giving guys some rope, trying not to to have them hear my voice too often because they were going to hear it for 9 months, not just seven. And obviously we're hoping for this to be a long season, but we really don't know. And the only way for us to make this a long season is to really help the young group develop. And so I'm planning on being extremely hands-on in practice, helping these young guys develop and trying to bring them along.
Busy day on media day. I already see your handlers are looking to move you to the next station for you to do another interview. I got to ask you this before you do leave us, because today Governor Gavin Newsom signed a bill that will allow college athletes to proffer from their image and likeness here in the state of California. I know you care a lot about college sports. What do you think of that?
I don't know enough about the details to really make an informed opinion. I do know that I support major systemic change in the NCAA. And that's probably about like asking for systemic change in the Kremlin. So I don't have a lot of high hopes that the NCAA will figure this out, but they have so much to work on, and they've got to figure this out because they're their own worst enemy right now.
Team USA this summer, we'd like your apology, please.
You're not getting one.
No, I'm just kidding, obviously. But has the world caught up that much? Are we sending the right guys, not the right guy? What is the gap is closed so dramatically in your lifetime, is it not?
This whole thing is when you're part of it, it's actually much simpler than when you're stateside and just, oh, yeah, you forget the World Cup is starting. Let me turn the game on at 6 a.m. and USA is playing Brazil and you don't know anything about what's going on. When we prepared for the World Cup as a coaching staff, we watched all the close games that the USA teams have had over the last 12 years, and there have been a bunch of them. So what happens is you win every game for 12 years. You just think, oh, every game was easy. But there were
a lot of tough
multiple
ones.
Games that were really tough. And this year's team didn't have the Kobe, LeBron, Steph, KD, Clay. They didn't have any of those guys. It was a younger group. They were fantastic to deal with, and they grew, and they got a great experience. But honestly, they were one of five or six teams that had a legitimate shot, and we had a tough night against France.
Everyone's got NBA talent.
They all do.
Did you and Pop manage to have a good time and drink some good wine?
We had a great time. The whole staff was fantastic. Players were great. I had a wonderful experience. My handlers are here to take me away.
Thank you for joining us.
Do you have handlers?
Not anymore.
He's got a wife and a kid.
Yeah, just my wife is my handler.
I got like 12 of them. It's an embarrassment of riches, Damon.
They're flagging you away like an airliner on the tarmac. Yeah. Thank you very much, Steve.
See you guys.
We'll talk to you again real soon. Steve Kerr, Warriors Media Day today on 95.7 The Game. You know, he really brought up development at every single turn of that interview –